education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Mr. Ken Colburn, the tardy Colburn, has now joined us.
I don't feel tardy.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Hey, well, welcome back.
Yeah. Well, and welcome back to all the listeners. Those of you that don't know, like me, that basically trying to traverse the freeways of this fine city of ours today is a completely pointless gesture. It's not good. Coming in westbound on the 101, 202, whatever that section is right through town.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Do we need the traffic sounder so you can give the official traffic report?
51's, you know, I mean, it's bad. But anyway, I'm here now. More importantly, I brought the sustenance that makes this show go.
Ah, that's right. Actually, that's the most important part of it is, you know, without sustenance, what kind of show would this be?
It's sushi time here on the Computer Corner. So pardon the lip smacking as Garrett's here and he's not eating because he already ate.
Yeah, right.
He can continue while we eat on the air because we're so rude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We're talking about scams.
Oh, yes.
And spam, and I don't know how those really fit, but we're talking specifically, I think, more about scams and how to avoid being scammed, what kind of scams there are out there, and, you know, don't step in my puddle.
If it's spam, it's probably a scam, right?
If the glove fits.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of them out there, too. I heard you saying a little something about identity theft and all the things that can go on there. It's just amazing to me, after this many years of people being told, don't click on links, don't click on stuff in your email, don't, every single day in our shops. I was just out at our East Mesa store, and a lady came in and said, oh, a friend of mine, they sent, but nothing happened.
Oh.
And so ever since then.
The email lured her to do something?
Yeah, my machine to. Folks, if you get an email from anyone, including, and most importantly, people you think you can trust, you still should not be opening emails, clicking on links. It's become that dangerous.
What Ken is specifically talking about is something called social engineering, and we have a link at the resources section of our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll down. The first link talks about beware of advanced social engineering techniques, and social engineering is the fine art of using words to entice you to do something you would normally not do.
And people get the false sense of security because I have a firewall program, I have an antivirus program, I'm all updated and all that. You know what, folks? The minute you click on one of those links, all bets are off. 90% of those today, the first thing that they do is they go and disable your firewall, they disable your antivirus program, and they basically render your system completely useless to you so that they can use it for what they want to use it for, which is either denial of service attack or sending out more of these emails to everybody in your address book and then faking who the actual sender was. I mean, it's just so easy to get fooled today. If you don't have prior knowledge of an email, you shouldn't be opening it. Shouldn't be opening the attachments or clicking on any of the links anymore either, because those links will take you to websites that try to do drive-by downloads.
If in doubt, when you get something from your bank or from your friend or something that says, hey, this thing is for all Citibank customers, you have to click this link right now and update something. Tell you what, go to a browser, open up your browser, and just type in citibank.com and go there yourself. And if you can't find anything there, there's a real good chance that thing sent to you, that link that's there,
scam-a-lama
has nothing to do with Citibank.
Yeah, actually, eBay... PayPal really jumping a fight about somebody had sent out an email to many eBay customers and members to verify their account.
Yes,
right.
There's tons of those out there. Everybody's like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, you'd click on the link, and it would take you to a pseudo eBay site. It even had all the
lookalike,
the same artwork and all
it's
that.
It's real easy nowadays, guys, to or folks out there listening. It's real easy to fool you into thinking you're actually on eBay. It takes nothing to copy eBay's website so that you, as soon as you see it, you just go, oh, okay, I'm on eBay. And there's so many ways for them to actually mask where you actually are on the internet. So, you know, there's no simple tools that we can give you anymore to protect yourself other than don't do any of it.
We've got some articles posted at the resources section at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, scroll down, and we have things there about how to prevent ID theft. There's some news stories talking about people who have been arrested and put in prison for spam.
Booyah.
How viruses have now been altered for financial gain and people scamming you that way. There's all kinds of tips on how to protect yourself, but most of it has to do with just use some good common sense.
I've heard that the Russian mafia or the organized crime units in Russia have been an active participant in a lot of these phishing tours where they try to get you to give up personal information so they can exploit your identity. It's just it's way beyond some 15-year-old kid somewhere in Bulgaria that thinks it's funny. These people are doing it specifically to come after you and your money, so don't let them win.
And they're very capable.
You have to say niet. Niet. Niet on the net.
Niet on the net.
Russia has a surplus of programmers. They really do. And a lot of these people would do this for any kind of amount of money.
So. Just about every third world country, there's a bunch of people that have figured out, hey, I can make a lot of money doing this. So
yeah, with the Russian mafia influence over there, they probably would do just about anything for that.
Well, let's arm ourselves with information, shall we? And if you've got any questions at all, email them to us, call us, whatever you want to do. Like, let's talk to Jim, who's been told he's spamming others. Jim, welcome to the computer corner. You're getting.
Thank you very much.
Are you getting people flaming you, saying, "Hey, stop this"?
No, we're getting probably a couple of thousand return emails every day with our corporate website name on it, sent from us by people who don't exist at our company, or just a jumble of letters to two websites that we've never heard of.
Yeah, there's two possibilities of what's going on. Most likely, your domain name or the email address is associated with your domain. Have been used in the sending of spam or of some virus in some way, but there's actually no infection actually occurring within your business. The other possibility is that there is some kind of infection, but that's a less likely situation in today's world of viruses and email.
Yeah, Jim, I can, without knowing anything about your company, I can accuse your company of being the one sending out anything just by changing the way my email program sends stuff out. And these guys that write these Trojans are even a lot more sophisticated than that. And this is all going on. Somebody out there that has some email address or web address information about your company in their computer has been infected, most likely, with one of these Trojans. And it just randomly grabs that information from something it sees on the computer. What it's trying to do is this social engineering we're talking about. It's trying to make the email look as legitimate as possible. So it uses legitimate pieces like real web addresses and real email addresses.
Right.
In an effort to try to get somebody to open or click on something, because what's going to happen is you're going to get all the fallout from it, but they're going to get more infected machines. So that if you're getting a lot of people sending you back stuff saying, hey, this, what is this? Chances are a lot of those people are infecting themselves.
Yeah, it's almost entirely automated responses we're getting back because they're sent to email addresses that aren't valid.
Right, right. Yeah, that's
even a bigger indicator that this stuff is it's spoofed email addresses, meaning that there's nothing on your side that has caused this, and there's really not much you can do to stop these bounces from occurring and coming back to you.
Other than if your ISP wants to put a specific filter in that, you know, these things look like the same message over and over again, they can actually say don't let any of these messages get back through to you. But
okay, it seems like about every 2 weeks the content changes.
Yeah, that's their what they call them. There was a fancy term for this. Basically, that's part of what's written into the code is for them to constantly kind of reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
So they kind of evolve because they know that if you know what it's going to look like every time, then you can put a filter in saying don't let these through. So they'll change it so that that filter is no longer any good. Does that make sense?
It does.
It doesn't make sense for us, but
it makes sense to someone somewhere, either that's trying to do advertising or trying to propagate a virus or whatever it is that this thing is trying to do.
We went through, as you can well imagine, we've been doing this radio show for 11 years. Our web address and email addresses have been public knowledge for a long, long time. And we go through waves of that where you can just see just this onslaught of that type of thing where it looks like we sent something out and we actually didn't. But it's just something, unfortunately, we all have to deal with.
About a month ago, we were getting rejects at about 1,000 an hour for almost a week.
Oof.
It just swamped us.
Yeah, that is close to what's referred to as a denial of service attack for your mail server. It basically keeps your mail server so busy with errant requests and errant messages that it can't get legitimate stuff through there, and that's a problem. I mean, that's sucking up bandwidth.
It's like that all circuits busy message you get when too many people are trying to call one area at once. It's the same kind of deal.
And then your employees and your company can all legitimately say, hey, the internet's slow today.
That's right.
All right,
Jim.
Is
there any real way to take care of the problem or just live with it?
You would have to change your domain and all your email address domains.
No, can't do that.
Or you're going to have somebody that's constantly watching your mail server and putting filters in so that the mail server makes it so that none of the users ever see this stuff. It's still going to hit your mail server. It's just going to ignore that and just not let it go any further than that.
And that can happen either within your organization or somewhere upstream. That means your ISP or their ISP can do some filtering and things to prevent it from even coming downstream to you. So it has to happen somewhere in that chain.
Yeah, it's down to a couple thousand a day now, so it's something we can live with.
Oh, yeah, a couple thousand a day, no big. That stinks, doesn't it, Jim? Wouldn't you like to get your hands around the person that just... It's like pointless.
It really hurts the company name, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the subsequent damage of this is that you don't know. You're hearing from some percentage of people. You really don't know how many people are looking at this going, I'll never do business with this company.
Yeah.
Right.
And it stinks. So everybody listening out there, understand, when you get a message that looks like it came from somebody, don't assume that that's who it came from. Right, Jim? It's not Jim. you want to give your company name out just so that if anybody's getting these, they'll know? No.
Sure, I guess so. The company name is Arraid, A-R-R-A-I-D.
Okay, so if you get spam from this company, it's not from them, so don't accuse them, okay?
There you go.
A public service announcement for Jim.
Okay.
Just for you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Jim. Yeah, that stinks. That's just so irritating.
It is. It's bad stuff. You know what it does, too? And it drives up the cost of internet connections and access. It makes the internet slower. If we could get rid of just spam and malicious email and that kind of stuff, you know how much faster and how much cheaper it would be to connect to the internet? You know, our mail servers for Data Doctors, we transact just over 1 million pieces of mail every single week. And of that, we have some statistics running on how much stuff is just real obvious spam. Almost 80% of that stuff is just pure garbage.
Obvious, yeah.
They're actually, Symantec actually makes an appliance to filter out junk mail.
Oh, yeah. No, there's 1 million companies now that are making, and that's, it's the upside for those companies that they have all these products and services they're selling to try to fight this just total nuisance. It's like somebody's going around and spray painting our cars every day. You know, it's just, it's part of owning a car now.
It's actually become a business expense to fight spam. Yep. So people are actually spending quite a bit of money to make sure that...
It's not very funny either.
Not very funny at all.
You people out there that are doing this, you stop it now. You stop it right now.
You stop it now. We're going to stop it now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, more of your questions, our Geek Speak of the Week, and our free download of the week. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.